This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. A mass COVID-19 vaccine drive began Sunday in Europe. Pensioners and medics were the first lining up to get the shots and begin the end of the pandemic that has crippled economies and taken lives around the world. The European region of 450 million people is trying to catch up with the United States and Britain, which have started vaccinations within the last couple weeks. The European Union is due to receive 12.5 million doses by the end of the year, enough to vaccinate more than 6 million people based on the two-dose regimen. The companies are scrambling to meet global demand and aim to make 1.3 billion shots next year. South Africa's health ministry said the total number of coronavirus infections crossed 1 million on Sunday. That's since the country's first case in March. The grim milestone comes just 9 days after the country, the worst hit in the continent, reported 900,000 cases. U.S. President Donald Trump failed to sign a critical funding and pandemic relief package over the weekend. That means increased unemployment benefits and eviction protections expired on Sunday. The president has sharply criticized the legislation earlier this week and on Saturday indicated his continued objections to it. He reiterated on Twitter and last week that he believes most Americans should be given $2,000 rather than the $600 designated that is currently in the bill. President Trump's support for the larger checks has been seen as a rebuke to members of his Republican Party, which had resisted Democratic efforts to negotiate the larger payments. You can read more on this story on voanews.com. This is VOA News.